ladies. Could you step aside, please?" They looked around. Mrs. Goggle was there, holding Embers by the hand. She had a fat, gaily embroidered bag over her shoulder. All three watched as the voodoo woman led the girl down into the hall and through the silent crowds.
"That's not right either," said Granny under her breath.
"What?" said Magrat. "What?"
Baron Saturday thumped his stick on the floor.
"You know me," he said. "You all know me. You know I was killed, and now here I am. I was murdered, and what did you do?"
"How much did you do, Mrs. Goggle?" muttered Granny. "Nah, we ain't having this."
"Shh, I can't hear what he's saying," said Nanny. "He's telling them they can have him ruling them again, or Embers," said Magrat.
"They'll have Mrs. Goggle," muttered Granny. "She'll be one of them Eminonces greasies."
"Well, she's not too bad," said Nanny.
"In the swamp she's not too bad," said Granny. "With someone to balance her up she's not too bad. But Mrs. Goggle telling the whole city what to do, that's not right. Magic's far too important to be used for ruling people. Anyway, Lily only had people killed. Mrs. Goggle and sent them to chopping wood and doing chores afterwards. I reckon after you've had a busy life you ought to be able to relax a bit when you're dead."
"Lie back and enjoy it, sort of thing," said Nanny. Granny looked down at the white dress.
"I wish I had my old clothes on," she said. "Black's the proper colour for a witch."
She strode down the steps and then cupped her hands around her mouth.
"Cooey, Mrs. Goggle."
Baron Saturday stopped speaking. Mrs. Goggle nodded at Granny.
"Yes, Miss Weatherwax?"
"Mistress," snapped Granny, and then softened her voice again. "This ain't right, you know. She's the one who ought to rule fair enough. And you used magic to help her this far, and that's all right. But it stops right here. It's up to her what happens next. You can't make things right by magic, you can only stop making them wrong."
Mrs. Goggle pulled herself up to her full impressive height.
"Who's you to say what I can and can't do here?"
"We're her godmothers," said Granny.
"That's right," said Nanny Ogg.
"We've got a wand too," said Magrat.
"But you hate godmothers, Mistress Weatherwax," said Mrs. Goggle.
"We're the other kind," said Granny. "We're the kind that gives people what they know they really need, not what they think they ought to want."
Among the fascinated crowd, several pairs of lips moved as people worked this out.
"Then you've done your godmothering," said Mrs. Goggle, who thought faster than most. "You did it very well."
"You didn't listen," said Granny. "There's all sorts of things to godmothering. She might be quite good at ruling, she might be bad at it, but she's got to find out for herself, with no interference from anyone."
"What if I say no?"
"Then I expect we'll just have to go on godmothering," said Granny.
"Do you know how long I worked to win?" said Mrs. Goggle haughtily. "Do you know what I lost?"
"And now you've won, and there's the end of it," said Granny.
"Are you looking to challenge me, Mistress Weatherwax?"
Granny hesitated and then straightened her shoulders. Her arms moved away from her sides, almost imperceptibly. Nanny and Magrat moved away slightly.
"If that's what you want."
"My voodoo against your headology?"
"If you like."
"And what's the stake?"
"No more magic in the affairs of Genua," said Granny. "No more stories, no more godmothers, just people deciding for themselves, for good or bad, right or wrong."
"Okay.
And you leave Lily Weatherwax to me."
Mrs. Goggle's intake of breath was heard around the hall.
"Never!"
"Hmm?" said Granny. "You don't think you're going to lose, do you?"
"I don't want to hurt you, Mistress Weatherwax," said Mrs. Goggle.
"That's good," said Granny. "I don't want you to hurt me either."
"I don't want there to be any fighting," said Ella.
They all looked at her.
"She's the ruler now, ain't she?" said Granny. "We've got to listen to what she says."
"I'll keep out of the city," said Mrs. Goggle, ignoring her. "But Lilith is mine."
"No."
Mrs. Goggle reached into her bag and flourished the raggedy doll. "See this?"
"Yes, I do," said Granny.